Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. God, nice to be back. I had a little vacation, a little time in Europe and London and Scotland, and it was pretty amazing. So anyways, but I am glad to be back, and so many people out there, thank you for starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. And I know you got lots of choices out there, but I thank you for being here. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's great over here.
Anything new and exciting since I've been gone?
No, same old stuff. It's been very nice around here. Yeah. Weather's mild, nice, good. So yeah. we're fine. Good to have you back.
Thank you. And we had amazing weather in Europe. I mean, you would think, you know, the cold and it rained a couple times, but for a second, just to mess your hair up, you know.
We probably had more clouds here than you had there.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, it was amazing. How are you doing, Anne-Marie?
I am doing fabulous.
Good,
thank you.
Good. Well, gosh, we have tons of things going on. I know you were at the Casa Pacifica. How was it?
It was fabulous. I'm telling you, the food out of this world
just keeps on coming, huh?
Keeps on coming. Generous portions of both all the alcohol, the food. Lines were pretty much non-existent.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk up, you got your food, your drink, and on to the next booth.
There you go. And
great entertainment. Fabulous.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of things that we are giving away tickets for, and I want everybody to be a part of it. I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is tell us what you're calling about, leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. But gosh, we have a lot of stuff. Let me start. And Tom, you can chime in with me, but I know that we've got the Oak Heart Country Music Festival, and I know that that is today. We're from one on, you're going to definitely want to go and check that out in Thousand Oaks. We've given away a lot of tickets to that. We do have Circus Vargas, and there's a bunch of different locations. So I want to give out tickets for that. We've got a ton of tickets that I can share with everybody. And then Collective Stories over at the Rubicon Theater in Ventura, another amazing show over there. They always have like amazing guests and amazing shows. And then, we've got the menopause coming up, and that's over at the Civic Arts Plaza, and I've got tickets for that. There's just tons of stuff. What else are we giving away?
We have some food for you. Delicious breakfast, Good Morning Cafe gift card there, Noah's Bagels, also Cafe Nofolo gift card from the Cafe Nofolo, Urbane Cafe, free sandwich, salad gift card, and how about Lures Fish House? An excellent place to go, happy hour or dinner, whatever you want to do, a $25 gift card there.
There you go. I do want to, do you want to do a little shout out to
the Good Morning Cafe? Absolutely. You have to go and check this place out. Good Morning Cafe. It's located off of Arneal in Camarillo. It's in the 99 Cent Shopping Center. Not only is it one of the friendliest cafes in Camarillo, but it's also a mom and daughter team. And is it two daughters now?
No, it's actually mom and sister and daughter.
Okay,
I mean,
so
it's like a family affair.
It's a family affair, absolutely. Yeah. You have to go in and meet Christine and Shayna. And, oh, my God, you have to try the cinnamon rolls, the French toast, and what
Chili
we
Verde.
Love the most. Chili Verde.
Oh,
we
my God.
We absolutely love that.
Yeah.
They have homemade bread pudding. They have mother's homemade beef enchiladas.
Yeah.
Something called a PB&J French toast, which is
peanut
out of this
butter
world.
And jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly. Awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
And then they have French toast with bananas and strawberries, which is also one of my all-time favorites.
All right.
Everything fresh, made every day. Their hours, they're open every day of the week from 6 to 3, breakfast, lunch, and takeout. Check them out.
There you go. All right. And that is Good Morning Cafe. Our first guest today is Dr. Robert, am I going to get this right, Maurer?
Perfect.
And oh, good. I got it. Okay. And one small step can change your life. I can't wait to hear about this because that's exactly how I think. One step forward and, you know, you kind of put one foot in front of the other and you keep going. And you call it, is it the Kaizen way?
Close. Very close.
Kaizen. Kaizen Way. Okay. Next, we'll be talking with Sherry Brooks Vinton, and she's the author of Put 'em Up, Preserving, Answering. It's all books of canning. I've had her on my show before, and it's interesting because, you know, there's nothing better than something that you've made yourself, that you've grown yourself, and you know how to preserve it, because all of a sudden when you get like 100 tomatoes and you don't know what to do with them, let me tell you, that's going to be your secret right there. Then we've got Sue Stonehouse and Jennifer Chaston coming in from Rolling for the Pink. And that is their 6th annual Bunko tournament benefiting Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And let me tell you, I'm going to be doing a pink carpet out there interviewing people for their different stories that they've gone through and stuff like that. So we're going to find out about that. I definitely want you to be involved in this. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or iTunes, and then look /Kim Pagano and listen there. And also, become one of our friends on Facebook so that you can help me spread the word about any upcoming events, or just if you have a business in the area that you want to spread the word about, I'd love to do that for you. So again, give us a call, 805-419-0008. You know what? Let's start off with something. What are we going to give away?
I say we go with food.
Okay.
Let's go with food and the Good Morning Cafe. How about that, the gift card?
There you go. Good Morning Cafe, 419-0008. Let's start our morning off here with Dr. Robert Maurer. Are you there?
I am here.
Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for the pleasure of working with you.
Well, thank you. And so what is the, how did you say it, the Kaizen Way?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What is that?
Well, it's an ancient Asian philosophy that we've all heard of, with the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. But the definition is taking very, very small steps when you want to accomplish a large goal, as compared to innovation, taking the largest possible steps to accomplish a large goal.
Wow. Okay. And I love it. It's, I mean, you got to see this book. I'll put a picture on Facebook, but it's One Small Step Can Change Your Life. And it's a small little book, which is perfect because you can just stick it in your purse or stick it in your car. And, you know, and so is it, so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
I'm a clinical psychologist, and I teach for the medical school at UCLA and University of Washington, training physicians who finish medical school and earn 3 years of training to become family doctors. And so I train them in communication skills and counseling skills. And it gave me an interesting window into people, because most counselors, most therapists sit in an office and wait for people to come in, often in a state of crisis. I follow a doctor through a half day of his or her clinic, standing in the corner with the patient's permission and then giving the doctor feedback on how well they're interacting. So I got to see people before they created marital problems, before their children struggled with issues, before they got depressed. And so I had an opportunity to intervene in people's lives, but we really didn't have any good tools. So long story short, at UCLA we began collecting studies from around the world on people who were succeeding in jobs, health, and relationship over long periods of time, all of whom, of course, were making lots of mistakes, but even how these successful people dealt with mistakes we were able to study. And these studies done all over the planet, the shortest was 15 years, the longest 70 years, all got similar results. And one of them is these people use two strategies for change, whereas most people just use one, which is, as I said earlier, goes by the name of innovation, just taking large steps. As you know, sometimes those big steps succeed and sometimes they lead to big falls. So successful people fell back on a second strategy of taking small steps when the big ones didn't work.
Wow. Okay. And so I know that your philosophy is ask small questions, think small thoughts, take small actions, solve small problems. I mean, so is it just really trying to minute your way to a better way?
That says it in a nutshell. The reason, though, I needed to write the book is, again, because we live in a culture where we tend to think if you want big and fast results, you take big and fast steps. I wanted people to see all the research on the power of taking very small steps, and it fits in with all the newest research on the brain. If you think about it, almost anything complex that you learned through taking very small steps. And so if we can, if people can tolerate the small steps, the brain gets to build in the habit you want it to have.
Dr. Moyer, this is Anne Marie here. I want to go back to the fact that Kim mentioned that your book, it's a small book. Was that intentional?
I believe the publisher intended it for a small a book on small steps to be a small book, yes.
Yeah, I like that. Now, you know, you talk about in one of your chapters, and I might be jumping too far ahead, but tiptoe past fear. A lot of people have fear. I think that that's one of the, and maybe, you know, you can say, but one of the biggest holdbacks in life. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And I don't think you're tiptoeing ahead. I think you hit it right on the essential part, and that is, for most of us, when we want to make a big change, whether it's health, relationship, work, the first thing the brain does, it goes into fear because of the risk of getting hurt or not working or the cost or what if I make a mistake. So fear shows up almost instantly. And as we all know, fear doesn't make us any smarter. In fact, it tends to paralyze us. So people start coming up with excuses and rationalizations for not making the change. And so if you can make the steps ridiculously small, the part of the brain where fear lives stays fast asleep, and you get to make the changes without any fear showing up.
Wow. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you are starting your day here on Kim Pagano's show in a positive way. We are the brighter side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our show also at 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 every Saturday afternoon with completely different guests. And I do want to say that right now we are talking with Dr. Robert Morrow. We're talking about one small step can change your life. That's what we do here. And we just really kind of keep working through different people that have really worked hard to get to that brighter side of their life. And, you know, I appreciate you being here, Dr. Robert Maurer.
Thank you. Pleasure.
So we talk about a few important goals to us. We talk about exercise is always one, saving money, meeting new people. Give us some ideas about how, let's take exercise first of all. What are some small steps we can take toward making exercise a part of our lives?
Well, let me give you just one of the research subjects just as a beginning step towards explaining some of the Kaizen steps. Mayo Clinic did a study where they looked at people who never set foot in a gym, never ran a 10K, never really exercised in the formal sense of the word. They had these very fancy pedometers they wore. And what they found is the people who were thin and fit simply moved more during the day. These were people who parked at the end of the grocery store lot and walked further. These are people who walked on the escalator. They took a couple flights up, if there was only two or three flights instead of the elevator. In their office, they paced. They stood up every hour or so and just stretched. They just moved more during the day. And these trivial steps added up to about 300 calories. Doesn't sound like much, but over the course of the year, according to the several studies at the Mayo Clinic, you're actually losing 30 to 40 pounds of weight during that with only burning 300 calories a day. So some of the things we do with exercise is ask people who are completely overwhelmed with their life or just hate exercise while they're watching TV, during a one-minute commercial, will you get up and just move in place as fast as you can just to get your heart rate up, just 1 minute at a time. Do that once or twice a day for a week or a month, depending upon how resistant you are, and then just add a minute a week or a minute a month. What we found in almost every case is that people sooner or later forget to stop. Because the wonderful thing about exercise is we used to love it. When we were kids, what was our favorite part of school?
Right, it was playing.
Yeah,
right.
We
it was recess.
We couldn't wait to get out and move
right.
our body. Mm-hmm. We couldn't wait to get away from the dinner table so we could go out and play with our friends. Moving was our favorite thing to do. Now, for many of us, it's a chore. So you're just trying to recover that joy of movement, which you can only do when you do it in small increments.
Right. So I guess I get what you're saying here. So now if we talk about saving money, it's not about trying to save $1,000 a month. It's perhaps maybe not getting that coffee every day and putting that $4 or $5
yeah.
toward, you know, putting that away and thinking about it as very small amounts rather than a larger amount at the end of the, or at the beginning of the month.
Sure.
Right.
Again, it works in two ways. One is saving $2 or $3 or $4 a day doesn't sound like much if you're facing, you know, thousands and thousands of debt. So people think, what's the use? But what you're doing is two things. A little bit's better than saving nothing. And what you're really doing when you save a little bit each day is you're programming the brain to think about how can I make better use of money.
Right. You're becoming more aware of what you're doing, right?
Exactly. So the brain starts to become more creative without you having to struggle against it.
Right. And then it becomes habit.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, I want to go back to the Kaizen way. How was that formulated? Is that something you made up or is it something that I just have never heard of?
I would love to take credit for it, but no. While it's an ancient Asian philosophy, we can't find any evidence so far it was used systematically in any Asian culture, but was adopted as a strategy at the beginning of World War II. When we rushed into the war, we had very little human or material resource. So the people who were responsible for manufacturing military equipment taught each worker on the assembly line, look for very, very small, tiny ways we could improve the process. And what they found to their surprise is these tiny steps led to big steps. Well, after the war, nobody was interested in these funny ideas about quality. But the Japanese invited one of the major contributors to this movement, a man named Edward Deming, to come over and work with small struggling firms at the time, like Toyota and Honda. And these small struggling firms embraced his ideas. And one of them, of course, was making small steps, which Toyota embraced, and they gave the name Kaizen to it. Japanese, it means literally good change. They embraced the idea of making very, very small steps, and of course they turned out some of the highest quality products in the world.
So let me ask you, and I know, you know, gosh, we could go, I mean, there's so many different directions that we could go with this, but you talk about even as a therapist, you know, marriage, I mean, there's so many avenues that you could take small steps into. Can you give us some tips or leave us with some great tips that, you know, that things that have really made a difference?
They're the one that made the most difference for me, and that's the best research we have on marriage, because the science of marriage has gotten so good that we can predict with about over 90% accuracy the chances you'll be happily married 4 years later versus miserable or divorced. And basically, the research finds two things. One is how couples deal with conflict, which isn't surprising. The other is that positive attention outweighs negative on a daily basis, 5 positive to 1 negative pieces of attention. Now, what are we talking about? 5 candlelight dinners, 5 trips to the movies? You couldn't physically accomplish it. It turns out to be small, trivial moments. When you call your mate during the day, does their voice light up when they realize it's you? Or does their voice tone imply that you're interrupting their more important task? Do they put down the remote control, the newspaper, the telephone when you walk through the door? If you went to the dentist this morning, do they remember to ask you about it tonight? Those small, trivial moments accumulating throughout the day were more predictive of success than anything else the couple could do.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
here's
the question. So we're both looking at each other like, uh-oh. Okay. So let's just say when we call our significant other, they're not thrilled to hear our voice.
Right.
Or let's just say that they did not remember to ask us about our an appointment. How can we change that so that maybe our behavior maybe will
rub off on them?
Like, what can we do if we're on the receiving end of the not so?
Great question. Of course, that happens frequently. One of the few ways that you can really impact an adult's life is by being an example. So whether you're doing it directly to them or they're observing you doing it when you're out to dinner with another couple, is you want to practice giving very small but very genuine and specific compliments so they begin to get an appetite for it. Because some of us grew up in families where that kind of praise was effortless and common. Other people grew up without it. And so if you grew up without it, it's not very likely that you're going to be thinking about it. And so you have to be on the receiving end of it before you're going to get a sense of, hey, this feels good. Maybe I need to reciprocate.
Right. So it can be a learned experience. Okay.
Absolutely.
I love it. You know what, Dr. Robert Maurer, again, one small step can change your life. I'd love to have you back. There's so many things that we can touch on. And, you know, I just think it's like do something instead of anything, right?
Exactly.
Nothing. Yep. I mean, yeah. do
something instead of nothing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And you know, you're right. Instead of saying, God, you didn't ask me anything about my day, just ask them. And yeah. and they're going to be like, God, you know, I mean, that's just the
maybe
way.
Maybe they won't ask you that day, but maybe after you ask them.
They're going to learn, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the repetition of it that the brain decides
exactly.
makes it important.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. Where do we find out more about your book?
The website is scienceofexcellence.com.
Okay, very good. I appreciate it, and thank you so much for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
You got it. Thank you. Have a great day. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And you know what? Let's give this away, Anne-Marie.
Okay. So we have a gift certificate to the Mission Oaks Cafe, $25. Give us a call.
And I actually went there. I had the lamb chops there, but you can have breakfast, lunch, dinner.
And they have a great happy hour
menu as
well. Oh,
yeah, you went to that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe they do have entertainment there on the weekend. So okay. You got to check it out. I want to give a great shout-out to Jeff.
Jeff,
Hahn.
Yep.
So it's $25 gift certificate.
And it's located?
It's located...
kind of off of Mission Oaks.
It's located in Mission Oaks, on Mission Oaks Boulevard, in the Vaughn Shopping Center. And the actual address is 5227 Mission Oaks Boulevard in Camarillo.
Yeah.
And they're open 11 to 5 on Monday through... Oh, I'm sorry, 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
There you go. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Sherry Brooks Vinton, and we're going to talk about preserving those things that that we just got done growing, and her book is Put 'Em Up. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we got a full studio. Jennifer Chastain just came in.
Hi.
How are you?
Terrific. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We're going to be talking about Rolling for Pink, and I just mentioned that before. This is their 6th annual Bunko Tournament, and we're going to talk about what's benefiting. But, gosh, you guys are already sold out, aren't you? I mean, it's pretty close, right? So people need to get their last tickets.
Absolutely. It's crazy. We do have a wait list, but we are sold out.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. So I want to tell everybody about that. Stay with us. Right now, we're going to talk with Sherry Brooks Vinton. And I've had you on my show before. It's all about Put 'Em Up, and is her book, Preserving, and it's an answer book. But not only that is, gosh, you know, in fact, when we walked in, Jennifer's like, oh, my God, I'm in a canning club and everything. So I'm really excited. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me on the air today.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you were on my old morning show on 1400. And so kind of give everybody a little bit of a background.
Sure. Well, where to start? I think... Well, I was so excited to come on your show today for a number of different reasons. I know we had a great time in the past, but I'm also about to become a neighbor of yours. I'm moving to L.A. in 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
I'm so excited about that. Yeah, and well, I'm looking forward to enjoying all the fresh produce there and preserving some of it. It's all about local ag for me.
There you go. In fact, you know what? I get a box every other week from Deerdorf Farms, and I'm telling you, that is amazing. And so I do want to give them a little shout out right now, because Fresh Picks is like, you know, if you can't grow it at home, at least you can get some, and it's all organic. So definitely give Deerdorf Farms a choice for that. But what I've done is everything that I don't get there, I actually plant myself now. And that's why I'm saying is when you have like all these tomatoes or things, you know, and you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do with them? That's where you come in. So how do we preserve all our food and all the benefits to it?
Well, there are so many different ways to preserve your food, whether you're growing it yourself or you're getting it from a CSA like you are, or a farmer's market or a farm stand. You can ferment, dry, freeze, infuse. There are even tricks in the book for using the refrigerator and squeezing the last bit of life out of that good stuff.
Wow, it really interesting. Now, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, gee, well, I've been an eater my whole life.
We obviously all relate.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah. So that's kind of where I come from in the whole thing. You know, I want to eat really delicious food, and, you know, I support local ag for a lot of different reasons, environmental reasons and, non-corporate reasons, and I also support local agriculture because I'm a hedonist, and it's the most delicious food available.
Wow.
So how do we go about setting up our kitchen to start preserving foods?
Well, you know, you really don't need a lot of extra equipment for most of the processes in the book. You can use everything that you have on hand for pretty much all the processes, the fermenting, the freezing, refrigerating, of course, and infusing. If you want to can, there are two ways to can. And the biggest way, or the most popular way, I should say, is the boiling water method. That's what people usually mean when they say they can their own food. And it covers a lot of territory. You can use it to preserve all the jams, jellies, pickles, relishes, whole fruit, whole tomatoes that you want to preserve. And for that, you don't need really much specialized equipment. You just need the little canning jars that have the two-piece lid.
Sherry, I love to can like that. I do it more for the crafting side of it. And a group of friends and I, we can something every month, and they are great gift
items.
What
was the last thing you canned?
The last things we canned was homemade Bloody Mary mix.
Bloody Mary mix.
And I mean,
oh
I put
God,
it together with
amazing.
A bottle of vodka, and it was the greatest gift. And it's such a lost art. I think it's something that people don't remember seeing for a very long time. So people love to get something that's homemade and something you don't see very often anymore. So I love the home canning. It's very few supplies. Pull it all out. You can make strawberry jam in probably an hour and have a great set of gifts for people.
Okay, so ladies, so no matter what the method is, but we still need those little jars.
Oh, right? You have to
right.
buy
no
the
matter
jars.
What.
Yeah, okay. for canning, for the boiling water method that you would use to make that Bloody Mary mix, mm-hmm. You need the little canning jars because they have the two-piece lid that allows you to get an airtight seal on your jar. Mm-hmm. Can't substitute mayonnaise jars or old spaghetti sauce jars because
okay.
they won't do that. And you need some canning tongs because you're going to be bringing those jars in and out of boiling water, and you don't want them to slip.
And obviously a big enough pot then.
Well, yeah, but you know you don't have to buy a canner. So the specialized equipment you need are the canning jars and the canning tongs. Everything else you can improvise,
a
including
stock pot.
The pot that you're going to
yeah,
put.
Yeah, you can okay. use a stock pot. Okay.
Yeah, so you can use a stock pot, a pasta pot, anything that you have. It just has to be 3 inches taller than your tallest jar.
Okay, so take us through a step, okay? Now I'm like anxious to hear about this Bloody Mary mix, but what's the easiest thing that you could possibly do?
Well, Bloody Mary mix is pretty easy, I would say.
It was so
easy. It's really fantastic, but it's simple, right?
Absolutely. It was very easy and delicious.
Okay,
yeah.
Can you walk us through it, Jennifer?
Absolutely. So we took all of our tomatoes. We diced everything up. There's peppers, onions, maybe a little cayenne pepper, something like that. Pureed it all. Then I believe we simmered it for a while. already had our jars all boiled and cleaned, had them sitting out, and then we just poured the Bloody Mary mix into our jars. We used the tall ones. I think those would be like a quart.
Right.
We poured it into the jars, sealed them with the two lids, put them back in the boiling water for the amount of time it says to process, and pulled them out.
Oh,
And what is the shelf life on something like that?
So something like that will last a year on the shelf. And what you've just described there is the basic boiling water method that you use for not just the Bloody Mary mix, but any acidic preserve. So any, you'll see the acid in the recipe. Fruits are very acidic, so any fruit-based recipe, they'll have vinegar or they'll have lemon juice. And it's just that simple. You just load up your jars, you put them down in the boiling water for the amount of time indicated in your recipe, pull them out, and they're shelf stable.
There's nothing better than hearing that pop. As a canner, you love to hear the pop at the end
That's
of the day.
Right. So, Sherry, music to your ears.
So, Sherry, tell us about maybe something unusual that you've canned in the past.
Well, you know, this is the third book that I've written on home food preservation, and I've tried to include a whole range of recipes in there, from the very basic, strawberry jam, applesauce, all the standards that you want to have in your repertoire. But, you know, when you've worked your way through three books, you work your way through that standard repertoire pretty quick. So
right.
When I started to get a little bit more creative, I came up with recipes for your homemade duck sauce would be one that was really fun to work out. It's a peach-based recipe, so if you have nice local peaches coming out of your orchard.
Sherry, do you have a recipe for barbecue sauce, being that it's summer and barbecue
season?
Oh,
what a great idea.
Yeah, sure. I have recipes for barbecue sauce that are tomato-based. I have a blueberry ketchup
that sounds delicious.
Oh, my God, I'm so hungry. Okay, that sounds really
that's
good.
That's the curse of my job, right?
Well, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, and if you're hungry too, we're going to be talking about preserving. And do you actually grow a lot of your stuff that you can?
No, actually, I don't. I have a very black thumb. I don't have the growing gift. And I live right now for at least the next 2 weeks in a very shady part of the Connecticut woods. So very hard for me to grow here. But that's okay because I have great local growers all around me.
So you just buy it and then can it?
I do. I just make sure that I get the locally produced food. Because when you shop at the grocery store, the food has sat for a while. Maybe it's traveled, at least to the East Coast, it's traveled a great distance. It may have picked up, bacteria load along the way. And also the things in the grocery store, they often spray with waxes to help them last longer on the shelf. And that's going to really inhibit your results. So, yeah, it's not going to let your brines penetrate fully. Syrups might not penetrate all the way through. So I stick to the locally grown produce.
And what about, you're from the East Coast, so what about like most fruits and vegetables? Have you ever used anything frozen?
No, I've never bought frozen produce to preserve. But what I do sometimes do, when the food is coming off the fields faster than I can deal with it, like berries are just in a rush and then they're over,
right.
I'll freeze some of those berries. So when I have extra time in the down season, then I can I can turn those into jams and jellies and preserve those. So I do freeze my own stuff and preserve it, but I don't buy commercially grown freezer packets.
One of my favorites is bread and butter pickles. Do you make those, Jennifer?
Have
you made
them? Absolutely. I love bread and butter pickles.
Right. Are they hard or easy?
They're easy. The trick to bread and butter pickles is, after you slice up your cucumbers, to salt and ice them, and that's going to crisp up your pickle chips a little bit more. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but when you pour the salt and the ice on the cucumbers, the salt draws out the excess moisture, so your brine's going to be spunkier, it's not going to water down, and your pickles are going to be that much crisper.
Can you walk us through that recipe? Which kind of cucumbers would you use?
Well, you want to use cucumbers that have small seeds. So That would be your Kirby cucumbers are the best for that. They're the kind of shorter cucumbers.
Okay.
I've used others, but if you do use other varieties of cucumbers, you want to get them young so that the seeds aren't overgrown and they don't start to get bitter. You never want to use an overgrown cucumber. Those will be hollow inside, and they're too bitter when they get too big.
Okay.
It's really important to cut off the blossom end of your cucumbers, because the blossom end, that's the opposite of the stem end, that holds a lot of enzymes in the produce, and that will make your cucumbers turn mushy in the jar.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so you need to cut that end off, and then you slice your cucumbers, make them a nice thick slice, like, you know, maybe a quarter inch, not too thin, because as you cook them, they're going to reduce in size, and you don't want to have just flimsy, paper-thin slices. So you cut the cucumbers, and then you're going to put salt and ice on top of them,
okay,
and just let them sit for an hour, and then that would be, you know, a good time to set everything up. Now, you don't need to pre-sterilize all of your equipment. A lot of people believe you need to sterilize everything and go in with, like, surgical gloves and a mask. You really don't. Any recipe that is processed, that is, the filled jars are submerged in boiling water for 10 minutes or more, nothing has to be pre-sterilized. But you do want to wash everything up and set it out, because once you start, you don't want to start and stop.
Okay.
So you get everything set out, and then you want to mix up a nice brine. So that's going to be some vinegar, and it's really important to use a vinegar that is diluted to a 5% acidity, and it's going to say that on the side of the jar. It's going to say diluted to 5% acidity, and that's important because that's really the key to success when you're talking boiling water method. You want to make sure that the acid has enough punch to keep it safe on the shelf.
Okay.
You never want to alter the volume of the produce, because that's going to throw off the acid balance in your recipe. So you have, in this recipe, 4 cups of distilled white vinegar and 2 cups of water and 1 cup of sugar, and then a pretty typical pickle spice, which is mustard seeds, peppercorns, celery seeds, and turmeric.
Do you have all this in your book?
I do.
Okay, good. Okay.
Well, watch out for that turmeric, because it stains everything it touches.
Ah,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so you mix all those ingredients up in a pot, get that to a boil, and then rinse and drain your cukes and add those to the pot. And you want to just bring it to a boil, just to make sure that all the veg is heated through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remove it from the heat, and it's just that process that we described for the Bloody Mary mix. Same thing all over again. You're just going to fill your jars, not all the way to the top. You need to leave a little thing called head space. It's a little space from the top of the liquid to the top of the jar.
Okay.
Just allows for expansion.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We all love to can the vegetables, especially this time of year, but what is something for the beginner canner that we could can that's not vegetable related, that you think is easy, like a soup or something like that? What would you suggest for the beginner canner?
Well, soups and recipes that are not acidic, like vegetables in water, anything that contains meat, fish, any of those recipes, those need to be pressure canned. So
okay.
I wouldn't recommend that for any beginner canner. That's a more complicated process, not hugely, but it does require some investment in equipment. You have to buy a pressure canner.
Cooker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the
sounds like the
canner,
bread and butter
cooker.
Pickles seem pretty darn easy.
I know. I think, Sherry, you're going to have to come out to my canning club when you move to California.
Yeah,
I think you're
I
right.
Think so.
That would be a really good thing that we could get together too for our show. You know what? We are actually cut at the end. I want to have you back because, seriously, actually, I'd love to have you in the studio and really talk more about this. Where do people find out more about you?
You can visit my website. It's at farmfriendly.net. or I'm on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SB Vinton, at all of those platforms.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give out tickets to Circus Vargas, and we'll give out a family pack right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jennifer Chastain about Rolling for Pink.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. Jennifer, you were talking about that you guys have a club that you do that. That is so cool.
A canning club.
I do. Isn't that funny? It's a canning club, and we meet once a month, and we have lunch, and we can something different depending on the time of year. It's what? So much fun.
Yeah. So, okay, you made the Bloody Mary. What are a couple of other things that you've made?
At Christmas time, we made jalapeno jelly in red and green.
Ooh.
We've done barbecue sauce for the summer, salsa. We have canned strawberry jam. That was our first thing that we canned, was the strawberry jam. We've canned spaghetti sauce. And then another time we canned, at the end of the season, we canned just tomatoes.
So how do you decide what you're going to can? Is it one person's decision, or do you collectively talk about this and decide next time we're going to do such and such?
Whoever hosts that month decides what we're canning. So okay. You get all of the supplies, and it really kind of, like at Christmas, we did little gifty type things. So we did a small jar of jalapeno jelly in the red and green because mm-hmm. it was a Christmas present. And then it sort of depends on the time of year,
okay.
what we're going to can.
And do you buy the supplies, or do people grow them?
We do buy our supplies, but we usually will try to go out to Tierra Hotta Farms and pick up, fresh produce that we can use right off the stem.
Yeah, Deerdorf, I'm telling you, they've got some amazing things. So
I wrote down the name of you. Yeah. That sounds great. We'd love to come out there and see it.
Yeah, definitely. They actually deliver it, and they've got all these amazing delivery spots. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm really excited to be a part of Rolling for Pink. It's your sixth annual Bunko. For anybody that doesn't know how to play Bunko, it's like I always say my cat could play, right?
Absolutely. It's the easiest. I've been playing for 12 years since my son was born, actually. And I still don't exactly know how to play, but I'm really good at it.
And, again, it's kind of like that group when, you're sitting at other people. It's not one of those where you play Mahjong and people get upset with you. It's really simple. You roll a one, you roll a two.
I'm embarrassed to say that I have never played Bunko, and I don't know what the other game is.
Oh, okay.
Funny. Bunko is probably, it's one of those things that you'll go and you'll play and you'll win because it's so easy. You don't need any skills.
I think maybe we attempted to do Bunko couples, but this couple wasn't playing.
See? Anyways, well, it is really fun. And how many people? I mean, you have 350?
We are sold out at 330 people this year.
Oh, my gosh.
2 weeks before registration closed, we were sold out.
Okay, so where does this event take place?
It actually takes place at a private residence here in Camarillo.
Okay.
And when you register, you're given the address. And it's someone's backyard, Sue Stonehouse, who started this event with Pam McCallum. They do it at her house. They tent the tennis court, bring in tables, chairs. Most of it's all donated. And we host this huge Bunko tournament. We have a silent auction, a raffle. We have some vendors, and all the food and drink is brought in as well.
And is this for men and women alike, or just it's a women's
wait
event?
Wait to hear this. Okay. This is great. Because what do the men do?
We have the famous, they're called Bunko Boys, and the men are, you have a Bunko Boy at every group of tables, and your Bunko Boy brings you your drinks, your food, cleans
Isn't
your table,
great?
Gets you whatever you need throughout the day. So I don't know what women like more, Bunko or their Bunko Boy. You never know. And then every Bunko Boy has, they raise money for sponsorships for the event, and all their sponsor logos will be on the back of their shirt, mm-hmm. but they also will have a saying that, that they've come up with, and all of them are always, they're different. They're funny. I can't think of something right off the top of my head, but they're always about breasts and how, you know, Bunko and all of that. So they're really fun. It's all in good fun and good spirit because all these Bunko boys have wives, they have daughters, and they have mothers. So they're really there for the cause as well.
Okay. So a lot of times the Bunko boys are actually husbands or
absolutely, it's all of our husbands.
Of the guests.
Yes. Okay. Husbands, fathers, all of that.
Do they have any special attire?
They wear pink shirts that say Bunko Boy with their saying on the back. There's one that is true friends, let me touch their boobs. It's all, you know, it's all in fun right, like that, right. But they're funny little sayings like that.
Right. And not only that, and then they have all their sponsors, right?
Absolutely.
That they have personally gone out and got all their own sponsors.
So how did this initially get started?
Well, several years ago, Sue Stonehouse and Pam McCallum went to a Bunko tournament in Las Vegas, the national Bunko game. Uh-huh. And Sue actually won and was Bunko Queen for the year. And Sue and Pam decided that they wanted to do something for breast cancer. Sue's sister had been diagnosed with it and she's doing great. She's cancer free, but they wanted to do something to give back. And being that they were new moms, they played Bunko. Mm-hmm. So they went to this tournament. They're like, we could do this. How easy would that be? And they started it. And it's so funny because the other night, Sue and I were looking at pictures from the first time we did this 6 years ago, and it wasn't anywhere near as big. And we were saying, we have great friends because this was so elementary compared to what kind of an event we put on today.
So it's grown
tremendously. It's grown huge. And we have sponsors. We have vendors. It's amazing. We've kind of become a household name to some extent in the Ventura County. We'll get emails from people that say, oh, this isn't right for us, but we think you might like this. Mm-hmm. And people we don't really know. We just we've promoted ourselves that way, which is great.
Yeah. Right. So you have a raffle and a silent auction. Can you give us a little insight into what that includes?
Yes. This morning I just found out that we have, a part of our silent auction, we have tickets to the Oscars in February.
Oh, wow.
And the red carpet arrivals. So that's really the most fun because you can see every single person as they arrive for the event, as they're getting out of their cars, and they always go up and talk to the crowd. So we just found out about that this morning. So that's really exciting. We have a Dodger suite that's available in our silent auction. And we have Ellen DeGeneres tickets. And then we also have haircuts, massages, kids' items donated from all different people here in the Ventura County.
Now, are you still taking donations?
Absolutely. We will take donations as you're walking through the door.
Okay,
so we would love something.
Tell our listeners the number to call or how would we go about donating?
The easiest way to find out how to donate is go to our website, which is www.rollingforpink.org. And it will take you right to a phone number to call, and you can get your stuff donated, and we are happy to pick it up. You can drop it off. Whatever is easy for you, we will help you, and we will take anything.
Okay, and this is an afternoon event?
It starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday, June 21st, and goes till 5 o'clock, when you can actually win the final Bunko Prize.
Awesome. And what is the final Bunko Prize?
The final Bunko Prize is a gift card for $2,500.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so tell us about the food and the drink.
Divine Catering has teamed up with us, and they are providing a majority of the food. They make it on site. And then Sue Stonehouse's mom and her friends have like an amazing work system that they have in the kitchen as well, preparing food. And that's how we started was Sue Stonehouse's mom, Sue Skandarian, and her friends preparing all the food. But Divine has come in to help us because we've grown so big. Mm-hmm. And they make all the food on site. And then we get different donations from different food vendors. Viva La Pasta, Chick-fil-A has donated some chicken nuggets. Ola's delivers, donates things. We get stuff from different vendors throughout the county, that are willing to help us out. Nothing Bunk Cakes brings over tons of little mini buntlets. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of assortment, enough food to last you throughout the entire day, enough drinks. It's a great afternoon, and it goes to a really good cause,
which is the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Yes,
that's right. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jennifer Chastain right now. We're talking about the Rolling for Pink. And if you haven't heard of it before, it's a 6th annual Bunko tournament, and it's on June 21st. What time does everybody need to be there, and what's happening before?
Well, we have so many great things happening before. The official tournament starts at 1 o'clock, but I would arrive by noon so that you can do our pink carpet arrival with Kim Pagano. She's going to be interviewing people, and we're going to be streaming the arrivals live. And as people arrive, they can take pictures, meet with Kim Pagano beforehand, before they go into the actual event. So the excitement before is really what gets you going. And then when you first get into that tent and you hear that first bunko, you're like, oh my gosh, it's here again. This is so great.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a buzz. And I have to tell you, I mean, it just started with an idea. That's what's so cool. And it started with something that you were helping people. And now it's just grown and it's endless, because everybody, I mean, the biggest thing that I got when I met with you and Sue was, for one day, you don't have to think about cancer. Right?
Absolutely. It is for one day. I am sure there are far more people that actually have cancer than we know about that attend this event. But for one day, it's not about that. It's about having fun, enjoying each other's company, playing a great game. And then at the end, when you leave at 5 o'clock, you're like, wow, and I actually did something for somebody else today.
What are the tickets? How much are they?
The tickets are $90 a piece.
And that gets you into play?
Absolutely. Gets you into the event. You're there from 1 to 5. It gets you a swag bag with a lot of great things. We have shampoo and conditioner from Dry Bar. We have Zivia drinks. We have Skinny Pop chips. We have tons of great things in our swag bags. So it gets you a swag bag. It gets you into the event. And an enormous lunch and drink throughout the day. Different things coming out all the time.
Right. And a lot of people have, like, bought a whole table, right?
Absolutely. A lot of bunko groups. We have it's a funny story. We have a group that comes from up north that we don't know them at all. And they saw our information online and they called about it. Like, we have to go. So they come out here every year, stay at a local hotel in Camarillo, and come to our event. And we don't know who, we met them at the event, but we did not know them. We did not call and tell them about it. So a lot of bunko groups will bring their entire group of 12 and sit at a table and play bunko all day. And they'll do t-shirts and give names to themselves. It's really fun.
Wow. I love it. I love that you guys have done an amazing job putting this together. And, you know,
it's such a great cause.
Yeah. I have to always say, many hands make little work, you know, and that's what's
so,
all about.
Absolutely. And it's amazing when you stop and think, you're like, wow, this is everything from all of our friends. All of our friends have kept us, you know, got us going, and they keep coming, and anything that people have, they're like, what can I give you? Let me give you this. Let me give you that. Because they know it goes to a great cause.
And in fact, 3 Blonde Moms are going to be joining me there.
We're so
on the
excited.
Pink carpet. So I'm really excited about that. Again, give out the website. So if anybody wants to donate or if they want to be on the waiting list, and I'm so glad to be a part of that.
Absolutely. It's www.rollingforpink.org.
All right. Well, I do want to do another giveaway. We've got Rubicon tickets, and it's Collected Stories. And they are actually going to be joining me, I think, on my afternoon show. So you got to tune in. But I'd love to give a couple tickets away to that. All you have to do is call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And Jennifer, I'm so glad that you joined us here.
Thank you.
What you're doing. And Anne-Marie, anything new? What's going on in your world?
Well, I did yet another half marathon.
Good for you.
Oh, that's terrific.
That was last week. And I did better than the one before that. So that's good. So the training
continues.
It's like
continues. Those small steps,
the training
right?
continues. Yeah. Exactly, yes.
There you
yes.
go. Well, I know that it is Father's Day weekend. And
so what are you doing?
What am I doing? You know, it's funny. My husband just would love to go away and go on the boat or do something like that.
Away from.
We were talking about that.
We were talking about it with Tom. And men, do they feel like they're neglected, Tom?
Not at all.
Yeah,
we're not as needy. Trust us, we're okay.
Really?
We're good.
So you don't
good
expect
over here.
A big brouhaha on
brew yes, ha no.
Yeah.
I feel like men, for them, a gift is to stay home and not have a plan. My husband always says, I know you say we're not doing anything, but really, what are we not doing?
Yeah, I love it. Like, and that is so true. Men and women are so different. We're on Mother's Day. You better have it all together.
Absolutely.
Right?
From morning till night, you want the day
right.
for you.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Men just want to be left pretty much alone and, you know, watch a game, a race, a movie.
So how is that different than any other day?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Good point.
That's
good
the question.
Point.
Every day is Father's Day.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, you know what? Again, we've got some amazing events going on I do want to do a shout out to the Oak Heart Country Musical Festival. That's today, and that's over off of Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. They got two stages, 10 artists, and dance floor, food trucks, tons of things going on there, so definitely check that out. Again, we've got Circus Vargas coming up, and that's from now to July 14th, so don't miss out on that. Collected Stories over at the Rubicon, and also, we've got Menopause tickets over at the Fred Cavalli Theater over in Civic Arts Plaza. And then, of course, we've got the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library Museum. We've got tickets for all those. So get your name in at 805-419-0008. And I do want to let you know for our 2 to 3 show, we're going to be talking about dogs to rescue. So definitely talk about join us there, and we've got the Collected Stories coming on and talking about that, and also Sherry Gaba. So with that, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. A person who never made a mistake never tried anything new. So go out and do something amazing, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And
Jerry.